Oasis Audio presents Face of Betrayal by Lise Wheel and April Henry. Read for you by Pam Turlow. Northwest Portland, December 13th.
Come on, Jalapeno!
Katie Converse jerked the dog's leash. Reluctantly, the black lab mix lifted his nose and followed her. Katie wanted to hurry, but everything seemed to invite Jalapeno to stop, sniff, and lift his leg, and there was no time for that now. Not today. She had grown up less than 2 miles from here, but this afternoon everything looked different. It was winter, for one thing, nearly Christmas, and she wasn't the same person she had been the last time she was here, not a month earlier. Then she had been a little girl playing at being a grown-up. Now she was a woman. Finally, she reached the agreed-upon spot. She was still shaking from what she had said less than 2 hours earlier, what she had demanded. Now there was nothing to do but wait. Not an easy task for an impatient 17-year-old. She heard the scuff of footsteps behind her. Unable to suppress a grin, Katie called his name as she turned around. At the sight of the face, contorted with rage, Jalapeno growled. Mark O. Hatfield, United States Courthouse, December 14th. As she walked to the courtroom podium, federal prosecutor Allison Pierce touched the tiny silver cross she wore on a fine chain. The cross was hidden under her cream-colored silk blouse, but it was always there, close to Allison's heart. Her father had given it to her for her 16th.